The beginning of Narush and Spartata, Memalathon days. Narush and Spartata, woman who was seduced. So again, we're continuing on with these same halachas. Boshta upgama uknosa shalavia. So she gets three payments. One for Boshas, one for Pagam, and one for and the Knas, and it all goes to her father. Vahatsar bitfusa. However, we learned in the last parak that she doesn't get tsar, because since she consented, there's no tsar. And bitfusa, tfusa means a woman who is raped, right, who's grabbed. There's an extra payment of tsar also. Om de bedin achelo mesoav. If they brought this case to court, and the Beis Din was mechayev, seducer to pay, or the rapist to pay the knas and the rest of it, and then the father died, Hari Hein Shalav, and since the money is already there's a psak din. And the money is already chai, even though he didn't pay it yet. So the father, basically, it's his money. And if he dies, he gives that money over to his yorshim. So they belong to the father. Harein shalav, meisav, harein shalach. Therefore, if the father died, the yerusha goes to the brothers, the father's heirs. In other words, the girl's brothers. Lo hispik olam lo bedin ad shemesa'av. What happens if the case didn't come to court before the father died? So this money was only a knas that wasn't yet paskud, and therefore could it be that the guy would have come to Beis and admitted, and he wouldn't be chayiv to pay. So therefore, since the psak din wasn't given before the father died, hari hein shalatzma. They belong to the girl and not to the father. Because when the psak din was given, the father was no longer alive. So the father never got it, and if there's no father, it goes to the girl. Om the bedin achelo bagra, similar case. They had a psak din on this case before she was a bogeris. Hari hein shalav, then they belong to the father. Because as long as she's a nara, the monies go to the father. Mesoav, if the father subsequently dies after the psak din, right, even though now she's a bogeris, but the psak din was given when she was a nara, and at that moment the father owned the monies. Now if he subsequently dies, the money goes to his yorshim, to her brothers, his sons. Harihin shalachim. Lo hispik olam b'din hashebagra, if she was raped when she was a nara, but they didn't bring it to court and didn't get a psak din till she was a bogeris. So the chiyuv, even though it generated by something that happened when she was a nara, it didn't take effect until she was a bogeris. Hari hein shalatzma. Then the monies belong to her. We'll see which monies. But pashtus, we're talking about the knas. Right? The knas belong, in all these cases, we're talking about the knas. Not about the the boshes pagam. Reb Shimon Omer, im lo hispik o ligvo such a mesoav, if it wasn't collected yet, not that the psak din was given, but in all the cases we mentioned, right, substitute collection for psak din. The Tanakhama holds that the psak din is what creates the chiyuv, and once the psak din is given, it belongs to the father. And then subsequently, if he dies, it's his money to yarshin over. Reb Shimon holds no. It doesn't depend on the psak din. It depends on the actual collection. Till the father collects that money, it's not his. And therefore, if he dies before the collection, it doesn't go to his heirs, it goes to her. Lo hispik oligvo such a mesohav, hari hein shel atzma. Then they, what's it called, it belongs to her. Because Reb Shimon holds that a person does not get a knas, doesn't receive the knas until he actually collects it. But just the fact that there's a psak din doesn't make it his, that he could then yarshin it over to his children. Maisi yodeh umitziyasa, right? Her maisi yodayim, she had earnings, or she found something that she's allowed to keep. Afal pi shelo gavsa, when even though it didn't wasn't collected yet, okay, her employer owed her money. Or a metzia, the Gemara's going to discuss how in the world can you have a metzia that wasn't gova yet? You didn't collect the metzia yet. Did you get the metzia or not the metzia? Did you find it or not? So vice right now, we'll just leave that. So even though it wasn't collected yet, meisav harin shalachim. Here, it's mamon. Mamon, right, a person has as soon as the chiyuv is there. So even if it wasn't collected, it's his. And therefore he can yarshin it. Mamon, you can be yoresh, a schus in mamon, you could be yorish, morish to your children. But a schus and a knas, you're not morish. Only when you actually have the money in hand, then it's yours and you could be morish it to your heirs. See that? Narish in ispatata, the hatsar bitfusa, hatsar nomi lavia ba'anusa. Bitfusa, listen to the krah. Tfusa is a play on words from the pasuk. The krah, the tofs of a shochadima. The Torah describes the rape, it describes he grabbed her. So she's a tfusa, a woman who was grabbed. Lo hispik olam al bedin, kivin de lo omda bedin, lav momen hu lo risha labonav. Since there was no psak din, by a knas, for sure, the chiyuv is generated by the psak din, not by the action. Because the action itself isn't mechayiv you in the knas, because if you're molda, molda be knas is potter. So what is mechayiv you in the knas, when the beis din will be mechayiv you? So until the psak din, everybody agrees it's not his money, and therefore, if he dies, it doesn't go to him; it goes to her, to the girl. The amir lekamon ain't on the morish libno zechus shezochselo Torah bebito the olaf mikra, and the Torah doesn't give a person the right to be morish a schus he has in his daughter. That not he's morish money, not a schus he has in his daughter. Once it's a psak din, it's his money. So now he's being morish the money, not the schus he had in his daughter. If the father died after the psak din, when the psak din was given when she was a nara, and now he died later, bain bogra kodem misa, bain lo bogra, it doesn't make a difference whether now she's a bogeris or not, since the psak din was given when she was a nara, it's his money. It's his money, now he dies, it goes to his children, to her brothers. Harihen shal achim, dikim and da'om da'badin, socha bainat, since it was a psak din, The father was zocheh in that money, even though he didn't actually collect it according to the Tanakhama, and he could be morishit to his children. Reb Shimon Omer, afa bisham de bedin lo havi momen da'av, lo horisho lebonav, ad demati liyadeh. It's not considered his money till he actually collects it. But just the psak din itself does not make it his. Gemara yolif tam, the Gemara explained the reason why Reb Shimon holds like that, because lechara svara wise, it makes more sense like Tanakhama. Once there's a psak din, it's my money. I just didn't collect it. Maisa yodeha, she also saw bechayavia. She worked when her father was alive, and the employer owed her money, and then the father died. That money goes to his children. Afal pishalo gavsa, kagon schar peula. She didn't collect it yet, meaning that she's owed by her employer her paycheck. She didn't collect her paycheck, and the father died before she collected it. Still, it's what's called belongs to the father. Once that money is in the world, it belongs to the father, even if she didn't collect it. Right? Knas is different. Knas doesn't belong to him until the psak din is given. Why? Because if he would be moda, he'd be potter. So the knas only takes effect when the beis din is mechayev him. How do you collect a metziah? Either you found it or you didn't find it. So how can you have a metziah that you didn't collect yet? Okay. Because here we're not the halacha that Maisi Yodeho and Mitziyosa belong to the father is not in this Mishnah. It's another Mishnah. It says the Feirish, right? Here the Chiddush is that just like the other, this it's different than the other things. The other things are Knas, they don't belong to the father till he's go over them. And these, if you're not go over there, they're yours. That's the Iker. The Mishnah is not coming to tell you the halacha that they belong to the father in general, because that we have another Mishnah. But on Mashikane Naranish Bishbatita, we need to know the halacha that belongs to the father altogether. Okay. Gemara. My kamash mulan tanina. Right. This is another Mishnah. What's the chiddush bechlal over here? Right. This answers your question, because the fact is that the Gemara asked this question on the beginning of the Mishnah too. What's the chiddush? Hamafata nosin shlosha dvarim. We learned another Mishnah in the previous parak. The mafata pays three things. The ha'onis arba. Hamafata nosin boshes pgam uknas mosifalei onish nosin satzar liavia. Satzar. So why do I need this mission? Tell me the same thing again. It's just repetitive. Mar says liavia itzrichle. No, you have to know it goes to the father. So therefore, I had to mention. Mar says liavia nami pshita. Midikayoi mafata. Right, since she's paying it to a world seduced, of course it goes to the father, because if it goes to her, she's mochalit. She agreed. So it can't go to her. Elamai, if there's a payment, it must be to the father. The Iliatzma, my yoiv mefata midaita oven. Where it says, om the bedinitz richalei. Plugs of Rabshim Rabbanon. Came to tell me the machlokas of Rabshim Rabbanon. For that, it told me the whole thing over again. But once it told me the whole thing over again, it doesn't have to tell me the same thing by Metzia and whatever. That's all redundant. Rashi. Lavia itzrich lei de lotanan. In the previous mission, it didn't say it goes to the father. So Mara said it's obvious it goes to the father. Since there's a payment, it can't go to her, because mefata, she's agreed. Why should you pay her? Midikoyoy mefata knasu boshes to pagam shita de lavia ninu. De ila dido hoachla gabe. She was mochalit. She agreed. Znan hasam onasta upatisa esbiti. Guy comes to court and he says, "You raped or you seduced my daughter, and you owe me knas boshes and pagam when she was a nara." The hu omer lo anasti velo pitisi, and he says, "Nothing doing. I never raped your daughter. I never seduced her. You got the wrong guy, right? Not me." Mashbiachani, and he says, "I make you take a shvua that you didn't do this." The Omar Ome, and he took the Shvua, or he answered Ome to the Shvua that he, what's it called, proclaimed for him, and that's as if he made the Shvua. The Acher Kachod, and then he admitted that he was lying. So this is a case of what's it called, of Shvua Sa'edus, and you bring in Oshem, Olev Yored, that if you have a kfiras moment, right? You deny owing something, and you take a shvua that you, on your denial, and then later your moda that you swore falsely, there's an oshem you have to bring. And you have to pay, and you have to pay a fifth, and you have to bring an oshem. Chayiv. So, what?
Because of
edus?
What kind of
edus? Not edus. Shvuas, not shvuas edus. Shvuas pikodin. Shvuas kfiras moment. So it's the same thing. It's the, what's it called? Ol nishba, ol raw, what's it called? Velohigid. It's all part of the same kind of thing. It's carbon oil viore. It goes for a few things. One is if you had edus and the guy made you take a shvua that you, and you said you don't have. And you'd had. So you have to bring the same carbon. The same thing goes if you claim that you didn't owe money and you took a shvua and then you admitted. Same, all the same carbon. Okay. Okay. So Gemara says, chayiv. You're chayiv. Regular case of what's it called, of your kofer b'mamon, and you swore and then you admitted, so you're chayv. Reb Shimon poter she'enu mashalim knas al piyatzmo. Reb Shimon says you're poter because since he could have been molde, right, and been poter, right, he doesn't have to pay anything, so it's not kfiras mamon. When I said lo anasti velo patisi, I didn't deny something that I was chayv. Because had I right away come up front and said, yes, I did it, I wouldn't be chayiv anything. So my denial didn't make you lose money. Because my admission wouldn't have been mechayiv me. So only chayiv a shvua, only chayiv this asham when I took a shvua on something that pattered me from money I would have been chayiv to you. But if it pattered for money, then anyway I wasn't chayiv. Then that's what Shimon says. Now the thing is, the Gemara is going to see that the machlokas over here is on the what's it called? Not on the knas. The knas. See the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. In any case, the knas pashtus is that applies. If I would have been molded in the knas, I wouldn't be chayiv. So I didn't deny anything by denying, because if I would have admitted, I wouldn't have been chayiv either on the knas. The boshes and pigam even if I would have admitted, I'm chayiv. So therefore, sure, I denied something that I was chayiv to pay you. And I took a shvua. So therefore, everybody agrees by the boshes of pagam that you're chayiv. Everybody agrees by the knas pashtus that you're potter. It's a machlokas, we'll see in 1 second, Rashi and Tosfos. But let's do the easy way. Everybody agrees on the knas that you're potter. So what's a machlokas? When the guy comes to court and says, you raped my daughter, what is the ikar he's looking for? The knas or the boshes of pagam? If the ikar is the boshes and pagam, then what I denied was boshes and pagam. And therefore, I'm chayiv that asher. If the ikar is the knas, then I didn't deny anything that I would have been chayiv for, because had I admitted, I'd also be pot. Machlokas between Reb Shimon and Tanna Kamma is, when the person comes, stam, what is the tviya? On the knas or on the boshes and pagam? The ikar. That's the shayla. Okay? And therefore, mashma, that if he would have said, Beferish, I'm coming to get the knas, then everybody would agree that he's potter. If he comes Beferish, I'm coming to get the boshes of begam, he said Beferish, then everybody agrees he'd be chayiv. Shaila is only where he didn't say what his tviya is, what is the stam tviya? Okay, that's what we'll see. Omrulo, so the chachomim said, so Reb Shimon says you're potter, shei mishalim knas al piyatzmo. Omrulo, afapi sheino mishalim knas al piyatzmo, avo mishalim boshes of begam al piyatzmo. Right? Lechora, what's it called? Boshes begam. He should, what's it called? Have to take, bring in Asham and pay and add a fifth, because that for sure he's denying something that we've been chayim. So tomorrow we'll see from the cast of the Gemara asked, but let's see the what's it called, the Rashi here. Onastu pitisa, o pitisa, not both. One or the other. Either you raped my daughter or you seduced her. And in any case, the father is saying, you owe me money. Chayiv, keren, v'chomish, v'oshem. Im hoda achrechem. So the halacha is that if he admits later that he took a shvua, he had to deny it, swear falsely, and then admit that he swore falsely and he really owes it. So in that case, what does he do? He has to pay the money, plus an extra fifth, and bring an oshem. Im hoda achrechem. The zehu oshem zelos. That's called oshem zelos. It's the same thing as that you bring if you are kofer that you have edus. It's the same parasha, same in the end of Vayikra, right? The person says, "You know edus for me that will get me money," and the guy says, "No, it's not true. I don't know any edus." So he denies knowing edus that could bring the person money. And then he's molde. He takes a shvua that he doesn't know. And then he's molde, same thing. He has to pay, right? He has to bring an asham. Doesn't have to pay anything over here because he's not, he has to bring an asham. And, that's called asham shvua sa'edus. Okay. She'en amasham knas al piyatzmo el al piyedim. The kivan di ilu odile kamon kishetavo havi mifter ki kafri no means a shvua kfiris mum. Right, since if he would have admitted, he wouldn't have paid anything. So denying it isn't mechayiv in asher. Avo mishalim boshes pagam to mamonahu. Boshes pagam is mamon. If he would have admitted it, he would have paid it. He denied it. He's pottering himself from a payment that had he admitted, he would have had to pay. And he took a shvua falsely, and then he was moda. That's the regular case of an asher gzelos. Tishtakach the mamona kafri. Well, come the first time with the rabbanon. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain the reason for the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say that, what's it called, that the Kosavri stam toin onasta lo tovu eloboshe begam. When the person stam comes and he says, you raped my daughter, or he wants boshe begam, he's not thinking about the knas. So the tviya is boshe begam. And therefore, if he denies it and takes a shvui, he's chayiv to pay. Velo nishbazel kfiris knas. But Reb Shimon holds the opposite. Reb Shimon holds the ikar is the knas. And therefore, there was no kfira here on something that had he admitted he would have had to pay, because had he admitted he also wouldn't pay. Okay.